Yeah? What, now what's your favorite breakfast?
Dutch babies.
Dutch babies? I don't even know what those are.
What are Dutch babies?
Oh, nice, nice. All right. And what's your favorite breakfast?
Cereal.
She likes cereal for breakfast. And what's your favorite breakfast?
Pancakes.
Pancakes, yeah. How about yours?
Eggs.
Eggs? Your favorite breakfast?
Do you have a favorite breakfast?
Eggs.
Excellent. Okay. Well, around our house on the weekends, I like to make the big breakfast. And so we might have eggs, we might have waffles, we might have pancakes, we might have like potatoes and stuff like that. I like to do it. And quite often I'll have one of the kids help me. So right now Janice is at that great helping age. She loves to come into the kitchen to help me out. But she's not here today, she's at camp. But one of the things we did make today was, this is all that's left of it. Right there, it was really popular. Anybody even see what that is? It's what's left of one waffle. I saw right before we were gonna come down, there's a full waffle left on the plate. Perfect, I'll bring that whole waffle. By the time I made it downstairs after dressing, that was all that was left. Anyway, what's this have to do with anything? Breakfast. So to make breakfast, though, you have to have the right ingredients, right? To make those waffles. And if I use, I know salt's one of the things I have to, if I don't put any salt or I put too much salt, you would know and you'd say, oh, that tastes awful. But if I do the right ingredients in the right amount and mix it all together just the right way, then it can be really, really great. But I wouldn't want to just eat a bowl full of batter. I have to do something to it after the batter's there, right? I have to cook it the right amount of time in the waffle iron in order to make it great. So speaking of breakfast, I had my great aunt live till 99 years of age. And she had like the same breakfast every morning. Maybe you guys have one of these too. She had a half a grapefruit and oatmeal like every day. That sounds kind of boring to me, but that's what she had. And she lived till 99 years of age. So with the ingredients though, you don't want to just use any old ingredients. You want the milk to be fresh. You want the eggs to be farm fresh. Where's Karen at? Yes, farm fresh eggs, that makes even better. You want just the right ingredients in the right amount and at the correct time. So another thing is when you mix the ingredients together, I know some people are really, I won't use the word fussy, they're really diligent about making sure that the wet ingredients and the dry ingredients are separate and you mix them at just the right time because if it's gonna make, it's gonna help everything out. So, and then you need a cookbook, you need a good recipe to go by. And then when you're cooking it or baking bread or anything with cinnamon in the house just makes the whole house smell really, really great. When it's all done, you give thanks, you sit down, and you eat, and you get to enjoy it. Well, what does that have to do with you? Well, your life is a little bit like that. And you think, well, what are the ingredients that make up your life, right? There are certain things that kind of make up who you are, what you do, how you think, and how you act. And you could have like spoiled ingredients in your life. You could have that milk that just sat in the refrigerator for too long and you wouldn't want to drink a big glass of that because it would be yucky. And then you could have the fresh ingredients in your life also. And it's up to you in a lot of ways how you mix those ingredients together and how you follow the recipe and how you bake it all. And then there's this wonderful aroma that comes from your life that affects other people by the attitude and by the way that you live. I'm gonna go over just a couple of things like that. So here's some of the yucky ingredients that we would not wanna have. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, which means talking bad about God, bad language. Those are some of the bad ingredients that we might have in our life that we wouldn't wanna share with other people because it really makes for a lousy recipe. Some of the good ones we could have are tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, forgiveness, love and serving others. Those are some of the ingredients that you can have in your life that make for a wonderful recipe. And again, what you could do with that, you get to share. I love it when one of the kids, in this case, like I said, Janice comes down an awful lot. We get to prepare a meal together and we bless other people and we get to enjoy that time together. Really like that. And I miss her. She's at camp right now, but she'll be back soon and heating up again, doing the kitchen things again. And again, the last thing is that in the Bible, it talks about us having the aroma of Christ. And like I said, anything with cinnamon, man, I just love that fresh bread or cinnamon in the house. And you walk into a place and it just hits you right there. Your attitudes about life, your who you are in Christ can be the exact same way when people meet you or talk with you, you interact with them, you serve them. You can have that same aroma of Christ all over you, and people will see the difference, and they'll want what you have. And that's what I have for you guys today. Go ahead and have a seat. Thank you.